All right, Mr. Man, Sir Earl, coming at you again. Today is Friday, the 5th, I believe, February 5th. So, coming at you again, another podcast number 100. Like I said, there'll be no celebrations and nothing like that because I really feel we're just getting started. So, by it being the 100th episode, maybe we'll celebrate it as 1,000th one. We got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend. And, I bet for Tom Brady, never go against a GOAT. And what I'm looking for, I like to take somebody up on a bet. If you're from another city or whatever, I don't bet money. Let's just say, let's find something. Jimmy Mantis, I cannot believe you are listening to my podcast, man. I'm the guy that texts you about the equipment that you be copying for your gym, The Pit, on Facebook. I comment a lot. I'm just a fan of what you do as far as old school bodybuilding and gyms and the way they should be ran. I'm definitely a fan of what you're doing. I saw you did a piece, I think it was yesterday. I saw it today, I think it was yesterday, about working hard and never giving up and striving and failure and how to look at failure. I've been in business myself. I've owned a personal training studio for over 30 years. I just promote NPC shows and judging and all those things. And I've definitely had my share of lessons. I don't necessarily call them failures because there are only failures if they break you. If you learn from them and move on, without the setbacks that I've had, without the challenges or failures or obstacles or whatever you want to call it, I wouldn't be the man that I am. I would have had to go back and go get a job, which was always my one promise I made to myself when I left my last job and branched off to do my thing. I never wanted to have to go back and work for anybody. But like I said, I'm taking bets. You can email me. And what I'm betting is, food, like a dish or something like that. If you're from, like Chicago, as everybody know, and don't try to front, we got the best food. We got the best pizza, hamburgers, things like that. So you email me, I'll email you back. We'll place a little small bet. You send me something from your town, I'll send you something from mine, depending on who wins, who loses. So that's the bet, not money. I never bet money. I'm not a gambler. But anyway, that's where I'm at now. I am definitely going with Tampa Bay. Cam Bailey against Brady and the GOAT. So I'm definitely going for Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. What I wanted to talk today about, what the podcast was about today, is entrepreneurship. It seems that in this day and age, wanting to be an entrepreneur is the new sexy. And I see it chew people up and spit them out. It is definitely not an easy thing to do. And what I wanted to do, I rarely ever write down anything that I'm going to say. It's usually all instinctive. But I wrote down a few things that I definitely wanted to get across because I have a lot of people. When you're on the business, you'll always have a lot of people coming to you seeking advice. So I just wrote down a few things that I want to break as far as myth. And they have a lot to do with people not being able to make. It has nothing to do with your smarts, has nothing to do with your looks, has nothing to do with your bank account. Owning your own business is strictly foreseeing the future and grinding, putting in 24/7, 365. That's the key that I found. And that's to give you, hopefully you'll make it. But, it has nothing to do with nothing else. You can't spin your way into this club. You can't degree your way into this club. You got to work. You gotta bust that ass. And that's the one thing that's missing in society today. Generally, you talk with people, they want to start a business, Because the first mistake that they make, you think it's going to be easy. It's not easy. Not even close to easy. There's days that people that clean my gym floor walk away with money and I walk away broke. So everybody gets paid before you. If you are an employee, you are used to getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. If you show up, punch in, you're going to get paid. Doesn't work like that as an entrepreneur. You can put in 80 hours this week and you may not walk away with enough to buy you a White Castle hamburger. But everybody else, you know, you have to pay your rent first. You have to pay your employees. You have to pay your instructors. You have to pay everybody. And then you might be lucky if you have a little something left for yourself. And that's after years and years and years. I tell a lot of people, when I got involved in this gym business, my thing was I wanted longevity. I wanted to never have to go back and get a job. And I was reading a story. I listened to a story yesterday about Jeff Bezos on Amazon. And his thing was when he started taking on investors, he told them, he said, I'm playing the long game. Most people, it's a common saying that if you see profits within 5 years, you're doing well. He said, well, I can tell you right now, you're probably not going to see profits for the next 15 to 20 years. But when you start to see them, they're going to be huge. They're going to be consistent. And it's going to be the long game. I'm going to be here 40, 50 years from now. And we see where Amazon is today. So, you have to play the long game. To build a house, you dig a hole. Okay, to build a skyscraper, you dig a deeper hole when you put in steel and foundation. I mean, it's two different things, and that's why skyscrapers are bigger, they last longer, and they're not average. A great business is not going to be average. You have to dig this deep, deep hole, put in these stabilizers, dig in for the long haul, and get ready. So, a little bit of advice that I got from things that I hear about starting businesses. Most people that get in business, you think you're smart. You think you're smarter than the person that's asking you for the advice or that you're asking for the advice. I've had it many times. Well, the thing is this. If you were that smart, I'd be asking you. You wouldn't be asking me. You'd be sitting on this side of the desk. I'd be sitting on the other side. So you're never smarter than a person that has made it, whether they've been in business a year or 10 years. Like a lot of advice that I got from my place, I got from a guy that owned a gym, Quads Gym, for 25. He had owned it for 25 years. You're going to learn a lot in 25 years. There's no school that could teach you 25 years of just bullshit every day. So that's one mistake. Don't think you're so smart that you can't take advice. And that leads into one of my other things. And that's never stop learning. I had a guy that was opening up he called himself opening up a gym in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And one of the things I asked him, he said, yeah, I plan on owning my business. Owning the building that my business is going to be in. So I said, do you know if the air conditioning go out, which is likely, and it's on the roof, what it costs to replace it? No, I never thought about that. Yeah, it's $25,000. So guess what? You're in hot ass Tulsa, Oklahoma. Your air conditioning go out. Do you have $25,000 to replace it? Probably not. And so therefore, poof, you're out of business. It's one of the reasons why people always ask why I don't buy my location. One of the reasons that I rent my location is because if something goes wrong in this building, the furnace, air conditioner, whatever, I make a phone call to the owner and say, hey, look, your air conditioner is out. You need to get this fixed. I got to get back open. I'm losing money. So that's his problem, not mine. That's why to this day I still rent. Now, I'm not saying whether it's good or bad. It's just whatever choice you make that you can sit with that's comfortable to you. But everybody's always preaching, on your own building, whatever. Okay, that's your perspective. And everybody's free to do it. Mine is, I have a lease. Something goes wrong that costs thousands. As a matter of fact, a little while ago, the new location that I moved into, the roof was leaking. He had to get the roof replaced. This is a big building. That was 40 grand to replace the roof. Not my problem. Hurry up and get it fixed and let me know when it's done so I could quit putting these buckets out, saving my carpet. So that's just my choice. Never stop learning. I got into personal training, but I'm always asking about cost repairs and different things, anything that it takes to learn. I read a lot about business people. I have books that I constantly read. I constantly learn. You can never be too smart. And you'll get ideas of what you could do with your business based on what someone else did with their business. And a book is $7-$8, and it keeps your mind very sharp, very focused. So constantly learn, constantly learn. You know, a lot of people, you know, they come to you to start a business. And you say, I always ask, well, why do you want to start a business? Well, I'm tired of working for the man. I want to set my own hours and set my own pay. Well, here you go. You're always going to work for the man. He's called Uncle Sam. So he's going to get his. Setting your own hours, how does 24/7, 365 sound as opposed to your 9-to-5? And, you know, and set your own pay, zero. That's how much you're going to get until you start making profits. You're not going to get anything. And you still must maintain paying the bills, maintaining the family, running out. You better be sure this is what you want to do. Because like I said, I've seen it chew people up and spit them out. It's just not a very easy task. A lot of people, it's a huge sacrifice. You dedicate a lot of time and a lot of energy, and you give up a lot of things to pursue this dream that most people are going to tell you you're nuts to even pursue it because they have a worker's mentality, which is fine. Somebody, you know, everybody got to work. Somebody got to work for somebody. I have people that work for me. But they don't understand what being the owner entails. It's a lot of sacrifice. There's days people are out barbecuing, having a good time, and I'm in the office trying to figure out how we can better our marketing to get in more clients to make more money, you know, or how can we move, or what is rental space cost, or whatever it might be, all the time, 24/7. A lot of sacrifice. And a lot of people, they don't want to make that sacrifice. They want to have this life, but they want to enjoy the things that they want to enjoy. They want to not give up anything and get everything. It just doesn't work that way. When you're in business, the sacrifice that you give to be successful is excessive. And a lot of people don't adhere to it until you're making money, until, you know, they see a guy like Jeff Bezos and, oh, look at him, he's worth billions of dollars. Yeah, but you know, you got to recall, the man started out selling books out of his garage by himself. You know, no one was praising him, patting on him back then, you know, but he had a dream, he had a vision, and he followed it. Same way with Walmart. A lot of people don't understand that man was $17 million in the hole back in the 60s. That's 50, 60, 70 million today. He sold everything for his dream. So he sacrificed a lot. He sold his house. He was down to nothing. And the only person that backed him was his wife. And I think that was not because you believe it's going to work, but she loved you. So she ain't going to tell you, stop. You know, everybody else did. Sam Schultz, who owned Starbucks, same thing, broke. John Paul DeJour, who he owns Patron. A lot of people, he only started out with a haircut store, but a lot of people know him for owning Patron. He was homeless. So was Tyler Perry. They slept in their car because they believed so much in this dream, they were willing to sacrifice anything to make it into reality. And before it becomes reality, everybody's like, this motherfucker must be crazy sleeping in this car, talking about they're going to buy some products from me. You need to get it up and go and get you a job, man, get you a house. You know, but entrepreneurs are a different breed. They don't make them anymore like they used to. No one wants, it's probably our society, is no one wants to sacrifice. And without sacrifice, you're never going to be a successful entrepreneur. Nothing wrong with that. Everybody's, you know, got to do something in life. But I've seen this game of entrepreneurship just chew up a lot of people. And you need to think about it. You need to research it. You need to talk to people before you make that move, you know. And here's the thing. Entrepreneur is not a half-assed. You know, I know some people that work and they have a side hustle. And they think they're entrepreneur. You're not an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur is you sink or swim on your own based on your talents, your gifts. That's an entrepreneur. And it's just not a lot of good ones made because this thing is hard, man. But, you know, that's the message that I want to pass is that, you know, this is the year of the entrepreneurship being sexy. But it's still the same old grind that it's always have been. Ask most why they do it. They love it. You got to take the good with the bad, sun with the rain. You know, I've been at this game a long time and it's starting to pay off, but I've been doing this 30 years. Do you have the patience to wait 30 years? Do you have the patience to lose relationships? My wife, ex-wife and family and people that think you're nuts because you're pursuing this thing. It's a lot of sacrifice. So that was what I wanted to talk about, get people's opinion. Like I said, you know, we got Super Bowl coming up. I got Tom Brady. If you think Kansas City is going to win, I'm taking on all bets. But like I said, it's not money. It's items, preferably food. Send you guys, you know, if I lose, which I doubt, I'll send you some of our great Chicago pizza or, you know, hot dog, something like that. Everybody know we got the best food here, fried chicken. Chicago's got the greatest food ever. So until next week. This is your man signing out. Hope we learned something from this. And so until next week, I'll check you then. Peace.